Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's been part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our great show the rest of the hour with our good buddy John Warlow, long time. Let's see, we got 11-year member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? He's the author of Build to Sell and The Automatic Customer. He's been helping people for so long, helping people to learn how to manage their businesses. He's been doing that with his great research company, the Warlow Company. He created and then sold. And now he's helping people exit their businesses. He's found a great place to do it too, because a great time to do it, because the baby boomer generation is coming of age with their businesses, right, John?
That's right. Big chunk. 76% of business owners now say they want to exit. So, yeah, there's a big chunk of business owners playing in the front.
Welcome back, John. It's good to have you back. You've got an exit checklist that we're gonna work off of today. Five personal steps to think about, personal questions to take to ask yourself on why and how you're gonna exit your business. And folks, pay attention. Get your pens and papers out. Take notes, because there will be a test. So the first one, John, is to be clear about why you're exiting. Why isn't that kind of a, well, duh? Do some people leave their business and not really know why?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I've done this podcast now for, I don't know, a couple years. And what I've learned is that there's some people who regret their exit at the end, and then others are super happy. And what I found is the ones that are super happy with their exit tend to have as many pull factors as they do push factors.
Hmm.
And what I mean by push and pull factors are push factors are things that are pushing you out of your business. Like, I want to retire, or I'm frustrated, or I'm stressed out. Pull factors are the things that are pulling you to something. Like, I want to go start another business, or
right,
I want to start a foundation. I want to fly fish more. Yeah, I want to fly fish. And the owners who have at least as many pull factors as they do push factors have much happier exits.
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense, because, you know, I've seen this myself. I've seen where a founder, you know, was 60s, 70s, maybe 80s, maybe 90s. I've seen this. And the business was their entire life. And the closer they got to where they needed to sell, or for whatever reason they were going to sell, I remember thinking back on them, they had almost no, many of them had almost no pull factors. And so they drug out the sale. Sometimes the sale fell through, or after they sold, they were miserable.
Yeah, it's so common.
Many of them died soon.
Yeah. Once they lose that purpose, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very common. It's really not spoken about very much, but a lot of entrepreneurs go through a fairly deep depression after they sell. And, again, I think the secret to avoiding that is making sure you've got something you're really excited to go to, as opposed to
right,
leave.
Well, that's a really good point, folks. If you're thinking about selling your business, I'm in the fourth quarter of my career, John. That's the way I like to say it. I'm not in the 2-minute drill, but I'm close to the red zone. And
first and goal.
That's exactly right. I'm still signing multi-year contracts, so I'm going to work for a while. But I do think about that. I do think about, okay, how much I love my business, and what would I do if I what would I do tomorrow if I didn't have something to go do? I'd be miserable. You can't play. I may love golf, but I can't play golf every day. I love to fly fish, but I wouldn't want to fly fish every day. You know, I've got I got something to say. Anyway, so that's something to think about, folks, is be clear on why you're exiting. And another one is why you're leaving, right? Align your exit type. When you say exit type and you align that with why you're leaving, tell us about that quickly. Get us started and we'll finish it up.
Yeah, when people say they're going to sell their business, most of them think about Google coming in and buying them, writing them a big check, and they're leaving. But what we found is there are seven different types of exit. So there is the big strategic exit. There's also a recapitalization. There's a liquidation. There's the option of transitioning the business to your kids, to your family, to a management team. So there are lots of different exit types.
And align those with that reason that we talked about that you're leaving. Put those together. So, folks, you got to do a little calculation here sometimes. This isn't easy. If you do it right, it's not going to be easy. But if you do it right, it'll be worth it. Swingtail, right back with John Borlow. We're going to talk about finding out what your number is after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.